This is Jay Sekulow. Will the Republican Party coalesce around Donald Trump? And is there a fight for the Democratic nomination?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
We had a tremendous victory tonight. It was a tremendous victory. I could see immediately that we were doing very well, and it really looks like a massive victory, and looks like we win all 57 delegates as
far. He has given no indication that he understands the gravity of the responsibilities that go with being commander-in-chief, and that will be a big part of my campaign, because at some point, he's going to have to be held to the standard we hold anybody running for president and commander-in-chief.
Secretary Clinton thinks that this campaign is over. I've got some bad news for her. Take a hard look at which candidate is generating the kind of enthusiasm, excitement, voter turnout that we need to make sure that somebody like a Donald Trump does not become president. I think you're going to see more and more delegates concluding that candidate is Bernie Sanders.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
One of the people we know you did speak to is Reince Priebus, the head of the RNC, who has now called you the presumptive nominee of the party. Did he pledge to you that he will now put the weight of the entire party and all the assets that it brings with it behind your candidacy?
Yes, he did. You know, the fact is that he called up last night. We had a great talk. He's behind it 100%.
Will your vice presidential choice definitely be a Republican?
Yes, that's true.
Will it be an elected official?
Most likely, and it will be probably a person with political experience.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Obviously, the question we're asking, are you willing, if you're a Republican, to coalesce around Donald Trump? And then, of course, the next question is there really now a fight on the Democratic nomination side of the political equation? And that's because Bernie Sanders beat Hillary Clinton yesterday in Indiana. We also have breaking news that Logan's going to break right now regarding John Kasich.
That's right. Reports are just coming in right now that Ohio Governor John Kasich is suspending his campaign. That announcement should come later today officially, if they are going to do an official announcement. I believe they said they maybe had something planned at 5 o'clock today. But officially, John Kasich will be suspending his campaign, dropping out. Obviously, Ted Cruz drops out, so that only leaves one. We're down to it. It only took 11 months, but we are down to just one candidate.
So now the question is, the Never Trump force is saying they're going to still mount the fight, but it looks like a fight that'll be led by no one going nowhere at this point. And we want to know your reaction. We want to get a kind of a sense of our audience today, how you feel about the now presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. And also if you think there's going to be a fight on the Democratic side, although it looks like Hillary Clinton to me still is the presumptive nominee there as well. And how do you see things faring out in a Clinton versus Trump? Let me say that again. It looks like it's going to be a Clinton versus Trump fight for the presidency of the United States. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let me also mention that in Iraq yesterday, the United States of America lost one of its best, and that was ISIS killed a Navy SEAL. And we'll talk more about that in the days ahead as more information comes available. But this is part of, again, this policy of the president. We're putting these guys in harm's way. A horrible situation, but again, it was an ISIS attack against a Navy SEAL. All right, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. And Logan, multiple ways for people to engage with us. We want to hear from you today. We really want to get your opinion on how you see things.
That's right. Join us right now, Facebook and Periscope. We're broadcasting live there during the breaks and during the show studio quality audio. On ACLJ.org, you can get a television-style broadcast. You can watch that there. And, of course, now you can download not only the Apple TV app, but the Roku app is available now if you have a Roku or Apple TV, and you can get these shows each day after the show is off the air. But if you want to engage live, join us on Facebook, Periscope, or give us a call. The lines are jammed right now. There'll be something that will open up. 1-800-684-3110.
When it comes to protecting your Christian beliefs and constitutional freedoms, the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront, in the courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. Now more than ever, you need the American Center for Law and Justice on your side. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is countering organizations like the ACLU. The ACLJ has been called, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom by one of the nation's most influential publications. Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So we're playing Star Wars music, I take it, Logan, for a particular reason today?
Yeah, it's Star Wars Day to everybody. May the 4th be with you. I know a lot of you probably felt like the Imperial March was happening on your social media last night. But this morning you got to wake up to some fun stuff and see, Star Wars all over social media again. But, it kind of feels like we're living in the world of Star Wars sometimes, doesn't it, people? I'll leave it at that.
Let me tell you this Star Wars we're living in. Breaking news. This is not so breaking right now. John Kasich out. Ted Cruz, of course, dropped out yesterday. The presumptive nominee for president of the United States for the Republican Party is clearly, without question, Donald J. Trump. On the Democratic side, I still say it's Hillary Clinton as the presumptive nominee, but because these are proportional on their side. So they basically split the delegates yesterday, but Bernie Sanders won. Having said that, this is a huge moment in American history. You're going to have a Trump versus Clinton, in all likelihood, race for the presidency of the United States, and we want to get your input about this. Some on the left are already starting that, this is going to be, watch all these Republicans come out against Donald Trump and line up for Hillary Clinton. Well, we'll play one of those in a moment, but let me also say this. I need to say a huge thank you to the folks that are listening to this broadcast or watching us on Facebook or Periscope or on ACLJ.org. We had that matching challenge for April, and we exceeded our stretch goal. So we want to thank you for that and appreciate your support of the ACLJ. Having said that, let me start with what Mark Halpern said on Morning Joe this morning. This is, again, it's the Never Trump crowd phase two in a view. Listen to what he said.
Elected officials will largely get behind him. But you're going to see a lot of former Republican elected officials, a lot of operatives, a lot of business people, retired military, be for Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump needs to get some Democrats for him to fight the symbolic war. But there are going to be some elected officials who will say they won't vote for Trump.
You know what was missing in that entire analysis? And that is the fact that there's going to be a lot of Democrats that are going to vote for Trump because he's Donald Trump. And I think that there may be Republicans that also do the same for Hillary Clinton. I think there will be. But I don't think this is not so easily calculated, and this is not such an easy analysis that you could just say, well, this is what's going to happen. I think this is going to be a serious race for the presidency of the United States. The question will be, how do you feel about the Donald Trump situation? Some of you are saying on Facebook and Periscope, Logan, you said some of the folks during the break are saying they're not going to vote.
Yeah, quite a bit. I'll never vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote. If they don't, there's just a lot of comments. Then obviously if Republicans don't unify, then we're doomed. There's a lot of those thoughts as well. Again, to confirm reports, people are just asking, yes, Kasich is suspending his run, according to major media outlets. So,
yeah, CNN just broke it after we did.
And this
so
is from Matt Funk, who said, not me. I will no longer vote. I will not vote for the lesser of two evils in this election. So, a lot of people are, just concerned and and really distressed over this, because I think until last night, I was kind of telling this, guys, look, I'll be honest with you. We don't oppose endorse a candidate, but I was sitting in this studio when Donald Trump made his announcement. I said, he's going to get the nomination. I don't know why. I just felt like it was going to happen. It didn't feel real, though, until last night.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Like, I think in a weird way, a lot of people just went like, oh, okay, now it's no longer part of the entertainment world anymore. It's no longer Trump versus the establishment or Trump versus Cruz. Now it's just Trump, and I think we're going to have to live in a world where Republicans are going to have to deal with that, and they're going to deal with it in very different ways.
Yeah, I think this is the reality of what we live in right now, and this is the scenario that we find ourselves in. But let me, can I address the not voting situation? Look, men and women have given their lives so we can vote. Now, you don't have to vote for the Republican nominee or the Democratic nominee or an independent or a third party. You could write somebody in. You could vote the down ticket. But not voting, in my view, is not fulfilling our constitutional obligations as citizens of the United States of America. So you may never like it. You may not. And you, like I said, you may write somebody in. But the right to vote is something that people have lost their lives to defend. Let's not let it go in vain. All right, we said we want to hear from you, so let's do that. Let's go right to the phones, Logan.
All right, to the phones we go. Frida's calling from Riverside, California. You're on the air.
Hi, Frida.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm just calling because I'm just saying I'm one of those people that says never Trump. You know, I'm a Republican, and I don't believe in his talk, his way of being and everything he says. And if he calls Ted Cruz a lying Ted, well, he's just a liar himself. I don't believe him.
Let's go through the facts, Freedom. Let's just go through the facts. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you calling from Riverside, California. But let's go through a couple of facts here. First, Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee for the Republican side of the political equation. There's a Democrat running that is named Hillary Clinton. She'll probably be the nominee. I still say she's the presumptive nominee.
Though last night, we had Bernie Sanders did get a victory last night. So we see a lot of those comments coming in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he did.
Surprising.
I mean, look, I think if he can move the superdelegates, it could change that equation. That's why I said in the open of the show that there's this possibility that there's a real fight now. Everybody thought the fight was going to be on the Republican side. The fight could be on the Democratic side. But let's take it a step further here. And this is what I think it's important to understand. This should not eliminate or void your obligation to vote. You could always write someone in or vote for another party, whatever you'd like to do, but don't not vote. I think that's a mistake. I think not voting is a mistake. Now, Bernie Sanders, we said this, he won yesterday, but the proportionality of the delegate split means that Hillary Clinton got delegates too, but Bernie Sanders gave no indication that he is going to pull out. Listen to what he said.
I think that while the path is narrow, and I do not deny that for a moment, I think we can pull off one of the great political upsets in the history of the United States and, in fact, become the nominee for the Democratic Party.
Of course, he's not really a Democrat. So that's the irony of all the ironies, and that is he's a Democratic Socialist, whatever that is. And he's defined that before, and, you know, that's fine. Again, this is a free country. You could do what you want to do. You could vote the way you want to vote, but just don't not vote. All right, right back to the phones we go.
Yep, let's go to Connie in Las Vegas, Nevada, on line four.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm calling because I look at it this way in regard to Donald Trump. Do I wish he would tone it down a little bit? Yes, I do. But he could not be any worse than the man that is in there now. A man who was not a businessman, a man who was a senator, didn't show up for half of the voting and was a community activist. He doesn't have the experience that Donald Trump has. And the problem is the media is on Hillary Clinton's side. So they are going to vilify.
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you this, Connie. Donald Trump, for whatever you want to say, positive or negative, has done a masterful job of media control. Now, the question is, and this is what I think happens, does that media control now stay in place when, in fact, you are in the actual candidacy for president of the United States, when you're the Republican Party nominee, when you're the Democratic nominee? Can he still maintain that kind of media dominance? Now, Logan's going to probably say in a moment here, he is a master at media because he's been doing it for 2 decades.
Yeah, more than that, 3 decades or plus, you know, since the early 80s is kind of when, I mean, they played an SNL a few weeks ago on one of those like reruns, and it opened with Donald Trump. This was Phil Hartman being Donald Trump. You know, this was not anything recent. So he's been in front of our cameras for so long now that I think people are comfortable with him. Even if they say some things that people don't agree with or disagree with, he will be the story. Hillary Clinton will not be the story because Hillary Clinton has been the presumptive nominee the entire time. Who hasn't been is Donald Trump. Donald Trump, again, started where people treated it as if it was a joke, and the joke got serious, and look what happened. He ended up being the nominee, most likely. It looks like the meme.
Well, I mean, you got to say this. I mean, Kasich looks like he's out, and it looks like Donald Trump clearly is the presumptive nominee, but he's the last person standing in this whole battle. And Ted Cruz, I think, ran a valiant effort at the end, but it just didn't catch on, and I think the selection of Carly Fiorina. I like Carly Fiorina, but I don't think it was moving the needle any. And I think that's the real issue here, that it didn't move the needle. None of these last-minute moves. And Indiana should have been a state that was really lining up for Ted Cruz. And the evangelical vote for the majority went to Donald Trump again. So this just wasn't their season. I think this is a change in the body politic. Now, the question is it a change in the Republican Party? Logan, you want to take a comment, or do we have time for another call here?
Oh, we definitely have time for another call. Let's go ahead. All right. I mean, they're lining up, so might as well take them as well. We'll get some Facebook comments as well. Okay. Robert just said, how about we write in Obi-Wan Kenobi because he's our only hope. I like that comment. Let's go to Jeff from Centerville, Virginia. You're on line two.
Hi, Jeff.
And you're on.
Hello. I couldn't agree with you more about voting. I feel like it's should be an honor and a duty. And I don't feel like this election is about a party or a candidate. They all have pros. They all have cons. It's about the issues. And if either one of those Democratic possibilities get in between their stances on abortion, shame on the silent majority for not voting. They could sway it to be a landslide victory. I don't care who the Republican Party puts up. I'm voting for the issue. And the one issue for me is about the babies. So if you're going to be
all right,
quiet.
So the life issue is the monitor. So here's the situation. Of course, Donald Trump has said that he doesn't want to, he doesn't want Planned Parenthood doing abortions, but he likes Planned Parenthood. But I want to leave this segment with this question to think about, and then call in and put your comments on Facebook and Periscope. With Hillary Clinton, it is probable that the nominee is going to be more like Kagan or Sotomayor. I mean, that's just where it is. With Donald Trump, you may not know who the nominee is, although he threw out names and he said he's going to. But do you have a fighting chance to get a nominee that might affirm constitutional values that we hold dear? We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We've got an email out today that the National Day of Prayer is in jeopardy for the military, and that's because a lot of these groups are fighting military. They want the military to cancel the National Day of Prayer. We've got a petition up at ACLJ.org. We encourage you to sign it, ACLJ.org, and also encourage you to join the ACLJ. You can do that at ACLJ.org as well. We're going to be back with more of your comments when we come back from the break.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. When it comes to protecting your Christian beliefs and constitutional freedoms, the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront, in the courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. Now more than ever, you need the American Center for Law and Justice on your side. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is countering organizations like the ACLU. The ACLJ has been called, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom by one of the nation's most influential publications. Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255.
That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. It looks like it's inevitable at this point that Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president of the United States, and it looks to me like Hillary Clinton is the Republican, the Democratic nominee for the presidency, although I will say that they are still fighting it out. Now the question's also going to be the vice president. So when we clear some of these lines up after we take some calls, we want to talk to you about who do you think a VP would be, how you feel about the whole thing, but who do you like for VP here? And that's an interesting comment. There's been some good discussion about that. All right, Logan, what do we do next?
Yeah, I guess the question will be, will that change your mind? For the people that are never Trump, will a VP that is more traditionally conservative, will that change your mind? Let's go.
Yeah, what if it was Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz? Yeah. I mean, who knows? Here we go. Let's go.
Being floated out. All right, let's take some calls. Yeah. Let's go to Christine, who's calling from Buffalo, New York. You're on the air.
Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes. Yeah, my comment was I like some of the things that Donald Trump has said right from the get-go. He has said some things that bothered me. His comment about about
Planned Parenthood.
Who was running for the guy that was running for president? The senator from Arizona.
John McCain.
Anyways, I hope that Hillary Clinton gets the nomination because I think that Donald Trump would have a better chance against her because I really don't think she's as popular as the media tries to portray.
I think the media has been pretty honest that she's got low negatives. I mean, she's got high negatives, and that they both are reportedly having high negatives. Now, there's going to be a general election for president of the United States, and things change. I mean, some of the polling data today showed that Donald Trump was going to be beaten badly by Hillary Clinton. There's other polls that have showed Donald Trump beats Hillary Clinton badly. So I think they haven't started running yet. So I think we're in a situation where a lot of this we just don't know yet. And look, none of these candidates are perfect. We sure saw that. And as I said, at the end of the day, there were 17 people running for president of the United States. It is now Donald Trump as the nominee. It almost sounds bizarre when you say it because we know Donald Trump from the world of entertainment and business. But now it's the world of politics. He was asked, by the way, on George Stephanopoulos about vice president, because that's going to become a big issue. Although I'm with you, Logan, I don't think he's going to announce that until later in the game.
Too much to lose.
Let's play the Stephanopoulos bite. Yeah, because it gives you too much time to go after.
Right.
Too much time to go after the VP nominee if you put him out there too early.
Will your vice presidential choice definitely be a Republican?
Yes, that's true.
Will it be an elected official?
Most likely, and it will be probably a person with political experience. I would like to have somebody that could truly be good with respect to dealing with the Senate, dealing with Congress, getting legislation passed, working toward something where we're not signing executive orders every 3 days like President Obama does.
And we do have breaking news now again. And that is Brett Baer just tweeted out from our friend at Fox News that Donald Trump is telling the New York Times that Ben Carson will head up his VP selection committee, which means one of three things. Ben Carson could end up becoming the nominee, although he doesn't have government experience, which is what he talked about. Two, it'll be a conservative nominee if Ben Carson is in charge of that committee. I think that's probably without question. Number three, is Ben Carson going to end up in that cabinet? I suspect so.
Yeah, I'd say
so
that's
there are major development.
I'd say that's a confirmation number three that Carson would certainly be in the cabinet. I think that gives an early rule out to him being the nominee, which I think a lot of people are saying that because he's saying, look, it's going to be someone with political experience. It's not going to be.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people in their heart of hearts wanted it to be Ben. And I think he's just saying, look, we're going to put Ben in an important position throughout our.
But there's a however here. Dick Cheney was in charge of the vice presidential selection committee for George W. Bush. And ended up becoming the vice presidential nominee. So nothing's out of the question. And believe me, people are going to be asking. So let's see. All right, more calls.
All right, let's keep going. A lot of people calling in, as we expected. Mark in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on
Mark.
The air.
Yes, hey, real quick. I was a Cruz supporter because I value life and I value religious liberty. I don't trust Trump, frankly. Now, here's my question. Before I consider some third party like Austin Peterson from the Libertarian Party or whatnot, I'm wondering, is there any chance that even though Cruz has officially suspended his campaign, that at the convention there can end up being, you know, some sort of move or something that happens? Or
probably let me tell you, no, for two reasons. One, the reason you suspend your campaign is they used to say my campaign is over. They don't anymore because they have to wrap up the legal side of the campaign. That's why they use the word suspend. Marco Rubio's campaign is suspended. Jeb Bush's campaign is suspended. That's the language they use. So you use because of the legal requirements of wrapping up your campaign. Number two, it's very clear, Mark, at this point that Donald Trump is going to well exceed 1237. Ted Cruz is out. He's not going to be spending money campaigning. California's coming up, all these major states. John Kasich, the word right now is, will be announcing his withdrawal from the campaign by 5 o'clock today. And as Brett Baer just tweeted out, Donald Trump is telling the New York Times that Ben Carson's heading up his VP selection committee. So there's a lot at play. But I do not think one of the things at play is a contested convention. This will be the coronation of the Republican nominee for president of the United States, which at this point will be Donald J. Trump.
Yep, and I think that's where people need to get their minds wrapped around it. It's something that we haven't thought about before, and maybe some of you guys have never gone to the inevitability of it, but it's over. At this point,
there it is. Yep.
It's over. Deal with the fact that it's over. Figure out how you're going to vote, what you're going to do. But it's over. This primary season is pretty much complete for the Republican side and getting darn near close for the Democrats.
Well, I mean, Hillary Clinton has an insurmountable lead. If you look at the delegate counts, there's mathematically, I don't know how Bernie Sanders get there. The only way he could get there would be as if the superdelegates make the switch. I don't think they're going to. I think what Bernie Sanders is going to do, he's running to have the Democratic Party come out more left of center than they already are, which is they want to be far left. And they're very far left now, but really have it go far left. And that's what Sanders is in for. So we'll see what happens. But at the end of the day, the race for the presidency of the United States, I need to say it again, is going to be Trump versus Clinton. Breaking news alert. It is going to be Trump versus Hillary Clinton. So Donald J. Trump versus Hillary Clinton, that's what it's going to be. There will be a Libertarian candidate. There already is. There'll be write-in potentials. There may be other third parties. I am going to encourage you to vote. Can we grab another call in, Logan, or too tight on time here?
It's a little tight on time. A lot of people are asking this on social media. You know, the last third-party candidate we really can remember is, I would say of
Ross Perot.
Ross Perot. I mean, obviously you can say some of the others more recently, but Ross Perot, who was there on the debate stage, what's the likelihood of that happening in today's society?
I don't see it. There is a chance that the Libertarian Party would have to gain basically in excess of 10% to get on the debate stage. It might happen. I don't know who it helps and who it hurts, by the way. I don't think that's clear. I don't see Bernie Sanders running. Yeah, Nader did this. You know, Nader had an effect in, and it's true. I think Will's putting this in the chat. I mean, Ralph Nader had an impact on the 2000 election. You know, you pull off 3%, it could be a big deal. Could be the election.
Yeah, we don't live in a world where landslides are 40%.
Not
in a world where a landslide is 5%.
No, and right now I wouldn't believe any polls that are saying that. The question is going to be, is the Never Trump crowd going to say Never Trump, or are they going to say Never Hillary, or what are they going to say? Here's what we're going to say. The first 30 minutes of the broadcast is gone. So we're going to be taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. But there's multiple ways for you to engage this broadcast. Logan's going to let you know what to do.
Yep, you can join us on Facebook and Periscope for the second half hour of JSecio Live or ACLJ.org. If you don't get it on SiriusXM, if you don't get it on any of the other nation stations you listen to, make sure to go over to Facebook or Periscope, search for JSecio. You'll find us broadcasting there. Our most recent post is a live video. Be a part of that conversation, get your comments in, or give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. JSecio Live, the podcast. JSecio Live, the television show. You got the ACLJ app on iPhones and Apple TVs, and you got lots of other great things. The Roku station. Yeah, this is like a whole myriad of things. I feel like it feels a little bizarre. I feel like yogurt, famous Mel Brooks movie.
Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
here it is. Donald J. Trump, presumptive Republican nominee for President of the United States. Hillary Rodham Clinton, presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party for President of the United States. Trump v. Clinton. There you have it. We're going right back to the phones because a lot of people have been waiting. Let me also say this, that we lost a Navy SEAL at the hands of ISIS yesterday. It's not getting a lot of attention because of the media. We're bringing it up because of the attention, obviously, to the situation with the election yesterday, the primaries. But we're bringing it up because a Navy SEAL lost at the hands of ISIS. This is an enemy we have to defeat. I think it's an enemy that's going to be an issue in this upcoming presidential campaign. It sure needs to be. And by the way, the National Day of Prayer is tomorrow, but there is an attempt right now for the military, or put pressure on the military, to cancel the National Day of Prayer event at the Marine Corps University because of the, guess who, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation is threatening a general with federal lawsuits for allowing a military chaplain to invite soldiers in training to an optional prayer service. That's it. We've got that up at ACLJ.org right now, by the way. You could actually sign on to a petition to stand with our military men and women, and we encourage you to do that. ACLJ.org. Defend religious liberty in the military. You can also join the ACLJ. We encourage you to do that as well at ACLJ.org. All right, we're going to do this whole half hour, Logan, as rapid fire because we got so many calls coming in.
That's right. Let's go first to Benito in L.A. Benito, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Hi, Benito.
Good morning. Good morning, yep. Gentlemen. As a second-generation American citizen, a lifelong Democrat, and someone who has helped many people get elected at every level of government, I'm not surprised by what's taking place today. I actually was invited to the Democratic convention in Los Angeles a few months back, and I laid the scenario out. I let the party know that don't write off California because this presidential election is going to come down to California. I said, and the reason why I said that is because no one likes the way Trump is saying things, but he's touching on the issues that are affecting second and third generation American citizens.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm the second generation in my family born in the United States as well. But go ahead and finish. I just want to say that. My grandfather was born in Russia. My father was born in Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it just seems like a lot of us who are, you know, honest, hardworking American citizens, yep, you know, of the middle class that still exists, is slowly diminishing. I mean, it's almost gone, you know. And these issues, when he's talking about welfare reform, you know, immigration, they're hitting the heart of the individuals. And we're talking about the second and third generations. And
well, here's the other thing with California. Let me say this with California. I do think California could be in play. People tend to forget that California has had frequently governors that are Republicans. So the question is, does Donald Trump's personality, performance, the way he engages, will that play in California? That's an interesting question. And I think if you look at who they've elected in the past as governors, let's think about recent governors of California that are Republican. Arnold Schwarzenegger, actor. Ronald Reagan, actor. Donald Trump had his own reality television show and a businessman. So this is not unusual. And I think this is, I think California will be in play.
All right. Thank you, Benito, for calling. And we'll see what happens. I mean, California is such an interesting thing, something we haven't thought about in many, many election cycles. So I think that will be fun to see how it plays out. Let's go to, we only have a minute and 20 seconds. So you want to take a call or you want to?
Yeah, let me just say something here before we'll get calls coming back. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. I hesitate sending out the number because there's so many calls coming in. I do think California could be in play, by the way. And this is not pro-Trump, anti-Hillary, nothing. This is just, I think California is going to be in play. New York, I don't think as much, but people are saying they think New York could be in play. So this whole political dynamic that we're used to, I think take those rules and throw them out the window. I don't think they apply anymore. I think we're in an entirely different place politically in the United States of America. But again, a huge thank you to our ACLJ friends that are listening to this broadcast. You helped us reach our goal in April. We couldn't have done it without you. A huge thank you for a matching challenge goal. Sign that petition right now to stand with our military and religious freedom. It's at ACLJ.org. There's an email out on it today. I encourage you to do it. ACLJ.org. And as Logan mentioned, Roku, Apple TV, ACLJ.org, television, radio, Facebook, Periscope, hitting as many media sources as we can to get this message of freedom and liberty out. We come back from the break. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with your calls and comments in just a moment. And get your comments to Logan on Facebook and Periscope. Be back with more in a moment.
Hey,
When it comes to protecting your Christian beliefs and constitutional freedoms, the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront, in the courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. Now more than ever, you need the American Center for Law and Justice on your side. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is countering organizations like the ACLU. The ACLJ has been called, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom by one of the nation's most influential publications. Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, we're going to get right back to your phone calls, but let me say this. We lost a Navy SEAL, and I don't ever want to pass a moment up to acknowledge the heroic service of our men and women in military. We lost a Navy SEAL at the hands of ISIS. This was a situation where he was advising Iraqi troops at the Peshmerga. Actually, Josh Earnest addressed this yesterday.
Secretary Carter earlier today described this death as a combat death. That's accurate. This is an individual who is not in a combat mission, but he was in a dangerous place, and his position came under attack. He was armed, trained, and prepared to defend himself. Unfortunately, he was killed, and he was killed in combat, but that was not part of his mission. His mission was specifically to offer advice and assistance to those Iraqi forces that were fighting for their own country.
Josh Earnest, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we shouldn't send our soldiers over just to offer a little advice here and there. Maybe if we're putting them in harm's way, we need to have troops backing our troops up. I mean, this issue, folks, by the way, of how we're handling the Middle East, I think it's be front and center in this election for president of the United States. Now, we've got so many calls coming in. It sounded like Donald Trump there. So many calls coming in. We're going to do everything rapid fire here. So be concise. We're going to get right to them. Let's go, Logan.
Yep, let's go ahead. A lot of people have been waiting on hold already for a while. Let's go to Jason, Columbus, Ohio. You've been on hold 21 minutes. Thanks, Jason. You're on the air.
Hey, Jason, I'm going to send you Rise of ISIS signed copy because you've been holding a long time. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm just so mad. I've been a voter since I've been 18 years old, and yes, I'm just mad at the media and some of the American people that are mad that Donald Trump made the nominee. Like I said, I've been a voter since I've been 18 years old. He's the first one that's ever went in there that I truly voted for to get in there and do something. And all these people with Americans that's not making their votes and mad that
Trump won the primary. So he's the Republican Party. He's the presumptive. He hasn't won it yet, but I mean, it looks like he's going to win, and he's certainly the presumptive nominee. I mean, there's no one left to fight him on this. But look, politics is a full contact sport, Jason. So people have strong feelings. The Cruz supporters have strong feelings. Now, I wonder what the solace is that people are getting that Donald Trump has now appointed Ben Carson to lead his vice presidential search. That's a big deal, folks. I don't know how that plays out in all this, but that is a pretty big deal. We'll see what happens. Again, I think this election coming up in November is going to be very, very close. There'll be a lot to cover. All right, rapid fire, Logan, here. And comments on Facebook and Periscope. Let's take some of those, too.
Yeah, that at least hints at the kind of vice president you think you're going to be getting. Someone
who
would maybe line up.
Who knows?
Hints at it. You say hints at it. That's true. Michael in Virginia Beach, Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Jay. Look, Jay, there's a lot that we can do.
delegates can abstain on the first ballot. I heard
You're talking about what? At the convention?
At the convention.
It's over, Johnny.
It's John. Michael. Here, I'm not trying to be rude to you, but the Cruz is out. He's suspended his campaign. Kasich is going to announce this afternoon at 5 o'clock he suspended his campaign. Everybody else is out, and he's going to get more than 1237 on the first ballot. So, Michael, I understand that you don't want Donald Trump to be the nominee, but what are you talking about?
Jay, listen.
The GOP came out and said that, Maurice Priebus said last night, he's the presumptive nominee. We need to get unity. I'm not saying that, by the way, good or bad. That's just fact. I don't want people, listen, I'm a lawyer. I deal with evidence and fact and law. They'd have to change the rules. You know what they'd have to say? The rules don't count anymore. And I don't think Michael A. could do it. Go ahead and finish your comment.
Okay. I'm telling you that Tony McCreaney here in Norfolk, WNIS.
I know, Tony.
Read from an article which said that the delegates can abstain
Michael, first of all, let me tell you what that's called. In the law, hearsay on hearsay. So-and-so read from so-and-so, and I like Tony. I listened to Tony when I lived in the Norfolk area. I mean, I like Tony. But let me tell you something. I'm giving you just the reality check. Sure, could anything happen? Anything can happen. But the reality is, Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party for President of the United States. Whether we like it or don't like it, it doesn't matter. That's the way the primaries went.
And find out about it exactly.
Well, rapid fire. I appreciate you calling in, but we're not going to go on for an hour about reading from an article from somebody
Michael,
read.
You just have to deal with it. It's just fact.
Fact.
It's over. Ruth, also in Virginia. Let's go ahead.
Got a lot of Virginia. I'm looking at this call screener here. Yeah. All right, Ruth, in Vienna, Virginia, you're on the air.
Ruth, are you there? She may have not liked the other Virginia call. Let's go to Mike in Virginia. Let's see one more time.
Mike, hey.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Quick comment. Elena Kagan worked for Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Clinton in the West Wing. She was a high-level staffer back then. And
right.
I'm not sure of her actual title. I believe it was law.
I think she was Associate White House Counsel.
Yeah, and it's a high salary. Like what I agree absolutely what you said about her being a Supreme Court pick. She worked in the administration. She believes the same thing that they believe.
Well, she is. Exactly. I mean, she's on the Elena Kagan is on the Supreme Court now, and I would suspect that Hillary Clinton is going to nominate candidates, not like the one they've nominated now, not like Merrick Garland. I don't think that's who it's going to be. I think it would be somebody like Elena Kagan or Justice Sotomayor. That means I don't not like them personally, but I disagree with their judicial philosophy on a lot of issues. Now, here's what it means. There is going to be a vacancy for presidency of the United States. We know it. There's one right now. With Hillary Clinton, you know exactly what you're getting. With Donald Trump, he's going to say he's going to announce who they're going to be. Does that sway you? I mean, the Supreme Court's a big factor. So that's why I'm saying everybody should not operate in stone on this. And believe me, by the time this whole process was over, a lot of us got it was like our fifth choice was the one who was going to be the nominee. And we're in the eighth choice, whatever you want to say, or the 17th. But it doesn't matter. Now it's the facts. So let's deal with the facts. Go ahead, Logan. Let's take a comment from Facebook and Periscope. I think that'd be fair.
Yep, a lot of people are chiming in. This is from Jocelyn, said I'm not voting and having this on my conscience or whoever wins. There's a lot of people that are saying skip voting. Seems to be a general thought from a lot of people.
Yeah. You got to vote. Even if you write somebody in, don't not vote. People lost their lives so you and I can vote. So you don't like the candidates? Fine. Vote for somebody else. Write somebody in, but vote. Don't not vote.
Yep, that's just in general. A lot of those thoughts are coming in right now. Some people are obviously saying they'll write in, but a lot of people a lot of people are talking now. Vice President, that's something we're going to talk about. A lot of people
I think you hit that tomorrow on the broadcast tomorrow. We'll get into that at length because I think that's the calculus that's going on. There'll be
All right,
about
let's go
that.
Back to the phones. A couple lines are open for you right now for the first time in the show. 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's fill those lines back up and go to Douglas in New York. You're on the air.
Hey, Douglas. Just a quick comment on how it's statistically impossible. Donald Trump to win a national election. The best case scenario, he gets every Republican vote that ever was given to anybody in the world.
Yep.
He brings in 2 million new voters who never voted again. He gets 70% of the independents, which Reagan didn't even get. Yep. Now he's faced with the female vote, which is 52%. He's 72% underground.
Douglas, here's the problem. Here's the problem. I'm not defending this, but here's the problem. You just gave me how we're working a popular election. But remember, we have an electoral college, so it's state by state. Can a Donald Trump, and I don't know if he can or can't, we'll find out, can he win in California? Arnold Schwarzenegger did. We saw that Ronald Reagan did. I mean, Republicans have won in California. Pete Wilson. So people, you know, Republicans do win in California. Does that? How does that impact it? Significantly. That's a lot of electoral college votes. How does it play in New York? I don't know. I think we're going to find out real soon. Yeah, but I understand what you're saying, Douglas. Look, the math for the Republicans is always tough. But meanwhile, it's not. I would say it's mathematically impossible, not correct.
Yeah, Douglas, thank you for calling. The Scott Steiner math doesn't necessarily always add up. Let's go ahead and move on to Steve.
Another wrestling comment.
Yeah, Google that one. Let's go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Hi, I'm a state delegate for Cruz, and I'll have no problem voting for Trump. You know, I agree with Jay. You know, front center is we need to strengthen the military. I mean, if you care about Israel, how could you leave Hillary in there? I mean, look what's happening in the Middle East. It's only a matter of time before there's going to be a major confrontation between Israel and those other countries.
Well, right now you've got such an unusual lineup in the Middle East because this is what's it's so different in that you've got the Israelis in relationship with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan, and the Gulf states, because they're all afraid of the deal that was cut with Iran, and people will remember, for good or for ill. I mean, if you like Hillary Clinton, maybe you like it. That they're going to let, for good or for ill, that one of the architects of the Iran deal, the supporters, I should say, of the Iran deal, was Hillary Rodham Clinton. So that should factor into all this. I think it will. Let's grab a minute and 30. Probably not, Logan.
Yeah, let's just hold off for calls. We got a lot. I mean, a lot of being screened right now. One line open, 1-800-684-3110. As that breaking news rolls in, mainly right now that John Kasich to suspend his campaign, leaving just one.
Yeah, and so John Kasich is out. Ted Cruz graciously out yesterday. He fought a good fight. You can't say he did not. There's nobody else left in the Republican race right now that's going to be campaigning. So Donald Trump's going to sweep the rest of these states. So he's way all over 1237. He's the presumptive nominee. Rice Prevett said it. That's the way it is. And I think we have to realize that. Now, Hillary Clinton, she has a little bit of fight on her hands. Will she be the nominee? I don't know. So two breaking news items. John Kasich out. Ben Carson heading up the VP selection committee for Donald Trump. How do you feel about that? We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll talk more about that on the Markcast tomorrow as well. Don't forget, and again, a huge thank you on our matching challenge campaign for April. Couldn't have done it without you. Thank you, everybody. Like our page at Facebook, the ACLJ page, the Jay Sekulow page, even the Jay Sekulow band page that you're hearing right now. And also share, get our emails and our newsletter updates. A lot of ways for you to stay engaged. Logan's going to tell you how.
That's right. Facebook, Periscope, great way to do it. Also, log on over to ACLJ.org, play around, see what we have going on there. You can join the email list, sign petitions, be a part of everything there, and also get a lot of that same content and exclusive content on the ACLJ app on iOS devices, Apple TV, and also now on Roku.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
When it comes to protecting your Christian beliefs and constitutional freedoms, the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront, in the courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. Now more than ever, you need the American Center for Law and Justice on your side. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is countering organizations like the ACLU. The ACLJ has been called, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom by one of the nation's most influential publications. Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
Everybody, a great tune from the band. Our version of that band song, The Wait, by the Jay Sekulow Band. Working on a couple other new numbers for you coming out. Actually, got a couple videos coming out in the next month. And we'll have another rehearsal probably for you a week after next. All right, we're going to go ahead and take some calls. Rapid fire round here. Let's go right to it, Logan. And we're asking we asked the question during the break. There's a lot of talk that Marco Rubio may be the select for VP. Ben Carson heading up the selection process for Donald Trump. How do you feel about that, folks? Yes, Rubio, no Rubio. That'd be an interesting question. Go ahead and do that, and let's take some calls.
Yeah, a lot of coming in, a lot of mix for not Rubio. Good go for Rubio. I think that's going to be a good split. I think people are still, people that were no for Trump are still, you know, licking their wounds at this point.
Sure, let's understand. It's been less than, it's been 12 hours. Yeah.
It's been a tough year.
Campaign.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take some of these calls because they are lining up. Cindy in Effingham, Illinois, you're on the air. One line did just open up, though, so 1-800-684-3110. Cindy, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Jay.
Sure.
I just got a quick question, and I got a comment, and after I make my comment, I'll hang up and listen to you.
Sure.
Since Trump is the only one left,
right?
Why do the rest of the states have to have their primaries?
Well, that's a good question. Let me answer that one first. Let me answer that one first while you're on the line, because it's a question people ask. Because the way the Republican National Committee rules are set up, whoever gets to 1237 delegates, 1237 delegates, is the nominee. So you still have to get the number of delegates in order to be the nominee. Now, he will run the table on the rest of these states. These others are out, so he'll run the table, and he will be the nominee. So that's why they do that. But go ahead with the rest of your question.
The comment that I was going to make was, I hope John Kasich is happy. I hope he's happy with what he's done, you know, stayed in there and not let it be between just two candidates. So.
The fact of the matter is, I mean, John Kasich is going to announce at 5 o'clock today that he's withdrawing. And the reality is, if you add it up in Indiana, all of Ted Cruz's votes and all of John Kasich's, Donald Trump still would have won by about 5%, which in this day and time is a big number. All right, rapid fire here, Logan.
Yep, continuing on, Sandy in California.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi there.
Hey.
Listen, I'm really concerned about Hillary running for president, because when Benghazi happened, I watched the whole scenario on television. Bret Baier had a special, if anybody, if you can get that and watch it. But it showed Hillary or Obama would not answer the telephone when Tyrone was standing on a building that was one of the four men who were killed, and he called the White House and they would not answer. Charlene Lamb answered the phone and would not get those two people to talk to him.
Well, I mean, I think the Benghazi issue, Sandy, is going to come up. I mean, I think the way Benghazi was handled, both when the incident took place, the horrible incident where we lost four brave Americans, and I think you're right, the follow-up on it and what took place during those hours, I think all of that's going to be fair game in this election. And Benghazi, like the email scandal, is going to be part of it. Because the Middle East is a part of this, and frankly, a big part of this. So you're right. These issues are not going away. They will now be more pronounced, because now it's going to be coming very clear who the nominees are for the parties. That's going to be the fight.
All right. Let's keep going. Only 5 minutes and four calls. One on the line right now, though, so let's move on. Don is calling from Riverside, California. You're on the air on line one.
Hi, Don.
Are you there?
Yeah, if we put Ted Cruz and Donald Trump in office, we stand a chance of taking our country back. If we don't, California's already been taken over.
Well, here's what you got. With Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. Will he pick Ted Cruz? Maybe, probably not as VP, but could Ted Cruz end up in a cabinet position? Possibly. Could he end up as a Supreme Court nominee for Donald Trump? Wouldn't that be something? You talk about, you know, whether you like Ted Cruz or you don't, I'm friends with Ted Cruz. I'm friends with all these, everybody that ran. I'm not as closer to some than others. I mean, Ben Carson, our families have a longstanding relationship. Donald Trump, I know more casually, but at events, and we've been together before, and he's helped us on the Abedini case. But look, I mean, Ted Cruz at the Supreme Court of the United States? By the way, I don't know if that's where Donald Trump's going to go. But none of these things are out of the question. Who knows? We'll see.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Stephen in Indiana. You're on the air.
See, Logan, I thought you were going to go to Athens, Georgia, because Athens,
we'll
Georgia.
We'll go there, but they've only been held a minute. They can wait a little bit longer.
All right, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Jay.
Sure.
I just had a comment on, I think Cruz or Rubio, either one, would make a good vice president. And I don't understand how anybody that's conservative or Republican could hold back and not vote with everything that's on the line, the Supreme Court choices, Second Amendment issues, And Hillary, nobody said anything today about Hillary. She may not even be in there because she might be in jail.
Well, I think she's going to be the nominee. I don't think she's going to get indicted. And I think the fact of the matter is the issues you just mentioned, the Middle East, the Supreme Court of the United States, these issues are going to be front and center, and people are going to have to make a real decision. It'll wear off, the shock of this for people whose candidates didn't make it. It's going to wear off. It does. I mean, that's just the nature of the body politic.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to William in Macon, Georgia. You're on the air.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay, real quickly, I just wanted to tell you this. I really believe that Donald Trump is going to win the presidential election, and also Dr. Ben Carson is going to play a key role, not only in the vice presidential pick, but also the Supreme Court justice pick as well.
I think Ben Carson is good. There's no question in my mind. Logan, you made an analysis earlier. The Ben Carson and Donald Trump seem to coalesce pretty quickly, especially when that incident took place at that CBS debate.
That's right. You know, you had a lot of people question why he would support Trump in the first place. Remember, Cruz pulled some dirty tricks on Ben, whether it was him personally or his campaign, but still. And then you obviously had that issue with the debate where people were walking out. It was very awkward, but Donald Trump stood by his side. I think that says a lot. And honestly, should help people, you know, maybe calm some people that are at ease to know that he had enough sense to do that when a lot of people were goofily, you know, patting him on the shoulder, running by and doing little faces.
That's when they didn't call out. Ben Carson did not hear his name being called because they had a problem with the audio backstage.
It was a horrible problem just from then. But, hey, we're done with debates for a little bit. That's true. So that's a good a sigh of relief. All right, let's move on. Let's get to the last two calls. In Athens, Georgia, you're on the air.
Hi, Janae.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So this is my first time voting as a Republican. I've voted Democratic in the past, and I was a Cruz supporter. But I was curious as to whether you think that Trump will change the way he says things, because one of the things that turned me off was his rhetoric to kind of get more of the Republican base behind him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think what you're going to see, Donald Trump has said he's going to act more presidential. That's what he said. He's now going to be running in a general election campaign, which means the focus will be on his Democratic opponent, which is going to be Hillary Clinton. So we'll see. I mean, I will say this. Donald Trump's personality got him to where he's at in a very significant way. Does he change tones and tactics? Most campaigns do. Things change when you're in a general. We're going to find out real soon.
All right, last call. Jerry, you're on the air.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, Jay, good to talk to you. I appreciate your shows. My comment is, we were talking earlier about whether Trump would win nationally. I know a lot of Democrats that voted for him in the primaries here in Michigan. It's an open primary.
Right.
And I was kind of pulling for Cruz, but Trump got it, and he's not my first pick, but I think that he's got a good chance of winning.
I think, Jerry, you bring up a point, and that is there's going to be crossover. There may be some Republican crossover. There may be some Democratic crossover to each candidate. But I think it's, look, that process hasn't even started yet. The general election will be here before we know it. But there's a lot that will take place between now and then. Hey, folks, if you get our emails, respond to the one on religious freedom in the military. We're fighting hard on that, and we could use your help. ACLJ.org is the easiest way to do that. You could also support the work of the ACLJ, but you did in April, and we really appreciate that. And don't forget multiple ways to stay engaged. Logan, tell everybody tomorrow they could do Facebook and Periscope again, as well as all our stations around the country.
That's right. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Facebook, Periscope, Radio, Sirius Radio. Later on in the day, Apple TV, Roku devices, our own ACLJ app, and the JSEC Your Life podcast. Any way you can get media, you can get this show.
Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.